The Honolulu City Council Budget Committee approved Bill 6, which would ban the use of mobile kiosks in Waikiki. The measure has been held in committee since April, but Jim Fulton from the Waikiki Improvement Association supports the measure because many operators don't follow the rules.
They wheel them in, wheel them out every day, just like you would your own retail shop. The law understands that they should be passing out flyers. But I know that there has been observations by many, many people, including HPD, that they are in fact collecting money.
Residents and tourists with physical disabilities are also impacted. Rose Poe lives in Kapahulu and visits Waikiki.
Me being blind, using my stick, I've ran over the kiosk people. I've hit them. We don't need all the kiosks, period. We don't need all the people come in and open their little suitcase and selling their little trinkets.
But City Department of Facility Maintenance Director and Chief Engineer Ross Sasamura says removing size and dimensions of kiosks could cause enforcement problems in Waikiki.
So there may be some other unintended consequences of enforcement, whereby people that have been moving their suitcases with wheels along a sidewalk that take a moment to sit down would be subject to enforcement because the size limitation has been removed.
Bill 6 now goes for a final vote by the full City Council November 14th. Committee Chair Trevor Ozawa also vowed to fast-track a resolution to condemn privately owned property in Portlock to provide public beach access.
This battle has been fought from Chief Justice Richardson decades ago and the Supreme Court and other state law. This really isn't the time to be playing politics. Now we will move forward with it, and I will hold a special meeting if we need to have an eminent domain action filed in circuit court to take back an easement to provide us access to that beach.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.